This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday and it is November 1st, 2024. Welcome to November. Hopefully you guys had a great Halloween last night. A lot of trick-or-treaters in my house. At one point, we ran out of candy and we had to shut everything down. We had to turn off the lights, close the shutters because the kids were still coming. We were like, oh my gosh, we had so much candy and it is all gone.
Whoa, what time did you shut everything down last night?
I think it was like 8 o'clock. I think it was right around 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Is that the first time ever you had to shut down with handing out the candy before?
No, we've had to do that before, but it was a couple of years ago that we did that. But it was just like nonstop in our neighborhood. So many kids.
I was the complete opposite, at least at my house. So my plan was to go spend Halloween with some friends and do the whole trick-or-treaty thing at their house. But I decided yesterday afternoon, I'm like, I have stuff to do. I want to stay at home and hand out some candy. So on the way home, I picked up some candy and then I was doing some errands, went to the gym. I got home last night about 6:15. As I'm pulling into my neighbor, there's already kids out. There's people. I can feel the energy building up and went inside. I didn't have one trick-or-treater at my house. Not a single one. Not one knock.
Is your home like Halloween friendly?
It's the lights were on, but I don't have any Halloween decorations.
That might be why.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I could not believe it. Jack started barking at one point, and I grabbed my bowl, running to the front door, and opened the front door with enthusiasm, and there was no one out there. I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I actually went to my security cameras, and I looked. There were a few kids that came before 6:15, some younger kids that walked up, and I wasn't home. So there were some earlier in the night, but from 6:15 on, during the trick-or-treating rush hour, not one single kid came to my house.
When I would take the kids trick-or-treating, I would always, like, we would avoid the houses that just didn't look like they were Halloween, into Halloween. It was no shade or anything.
Yeah.
They're like, they're not decorated. They're probably not into it. We're not going to bother them. So we would just move to the houses that had the Halloween decorations. And they didn't have to be elaborate, but, like, if they had a pumpkin or something, we're like, okay, we'll go to this one. So, yeah, you probably just got profiled, and they're like, this guy's not into it. So.
We normally don't put out decorations, but at least we still always get some kids coming up and just nothing this year. So I have a big old bowl of candy sitting at my house last night. I'm like, oh man, that was a bummer.
Note to self, decorate next year.
I know, put some pumpkins out. Do something.
To
identify that this house is ready to go for Halloween. And my next door neighbor, who is Mr. Halloween, and I actually gave his kids some Halloween bags earlier in the afternoon, he had the whole thing going on. I figure I get some people trickling from his house. Not one.
Yeah, they're like, he's got nothing going on here. We're not wasting our
kids time. Walk past that house.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it was a fun night in our neighborhood, and hopefully you guys did too, going through that candy. And make sure kids beware those parents. They are going through it when you are not around, so hide the good stuff if you really don't want them to go through it.
Did you take anything for your daughters? They didn't go last night.
Right. So my oldest, she flew in last night. I was at the airport picking her up with my youngest daughter. We the three of us came home home, and Matt was at home handing out candy. And so when we got there, there were some more trick-or-treaters that came. We had dinner, and my daughter, my youngest daughter, she was like, she's on the cusp, you know, she's still at that age where she could get away with it. But I was like, are you gonna go with your friends? Because some of her friends invited her out. She's like, nah, I have homework, I have two assignments due. So she ended up staying home on Halloween.
Oh, and then Sophie got in town. She was getting in town last night and everything.
Yeah, everybody's good.
Oh, good.
So yeah, we are ready for the weekend, and I hope you guys are too. We've got a lot coming up on the show. Let's start it. Let's do this with the pre-show. You pick them. Let's pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Nothing But a G Thing by Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg?
It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. It's like that and like this and like that, Anna. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. Dre creeped to the mic like a fan.
Do you want to hear Stronger by Britney Spears? Flavor of the Week by American Hi-Fi.
Her boyfriend, he don't know anything about her. He's too stoned. Nintendo, I wish that I could make her see.
Those are your choices. Tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM with your vote. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or just text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. Have you ever had to fish something out of the toilet? Or did you drop something in to say, yeah, that's just going to stay there? One of us did. Did it come out? Did it get flushed away? That is coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Nothing But a G Thing by Dre and Snoop is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show, you pick them.
Oh, you know what? For some reason, Steph, this song is, it's not in the system.
Uh-oh.
It's just, see, it's at a 0-0. See the length right of ace and see that.
Yeah.
But it's Steph's looking right now to see if we actually have it. There we go. Sorry. Here
All
we
right.
go. It's a pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. It is finally Friday, and it sounds like you had a Monday.
It really did. I was getting my hair cut on, this was Wednesday night, and I've been going to a different salon recently, and I got down there early. My appointment was at 6. I got there at like 5:15, so I decided just to open up my laptop and do a bunch of work. And so I was sitting there getting some work done and had to use the bathroom and go back to the restroom. And it's all ladies that work at this salon. And I go in there and I take care of my business, go number one. As I finish, I look down. Some dude before me or earlier went to the bathroom and was kind of messy on the ground. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to walk out of this bathroom and have one of the ladies that work here walk in and think, oh my gosh, JC's a slob. He peed all over the place. So I grab some paper towels to clean up someone else's mess. And as I bend over to clean up that mess, my glasses slide off and go into the toilet.
Ew.
Exactly. Ew. And what would you do in that situation?
Grab them as fast as I can.
Stand back and observe the situation.
Yeah, my instinct is to go in and grab them and throw them in the sink immediately. Turn on the water and just hope for the best.
I couldn't believe it. I had them on my shirt. These are my sunglasses. They're like my reading glasses. I'm leaning over to clean up some other dude's pee. Falls right into the toilet. So I did that. Grabbed some paper towels, got them in there, got my hand in there, pulled it out real fast. And luckily they were floating. They didn't sink, and ran them under the hot water and just dried them off and threw them back in my bag when I left the bathroom. But yeah, my glasses, Wednesday night, plop, right into the toilet.
Well, at least it was, you know, just number one, urine is sterile. So, you know, that's the way I look at it. And it's something that can be washed easily. I went to the bathroom once. I went in there, and as I'm getting ready to sit down, I didn't realize my phone was in my back pocket, and it just, I hear a clunk.
Oh.
And I was like, so I hadn't gone yet, and I'm like, and I didn't even think. I just reached in there, I grabbed it, and I put it on the counter. I had to go to the bathroom, so I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm like grabbing paper towels, trying to like dry it off, hoping, you know, what was that trick? Put it in a bag of rice.
Yeah.
I'm like hoping I don't have to do that. So I come out of the bathroom, I tell my husband what just happened. He goes, you should be good. Your phone is waterproof. And I was like, it is? He's like, yeah, that version of the iPhone is waterproof. How long was it in there? I'm like, not long. So I took one of those wipes with like the alcohol in it to clean it because it was in the toilet, and it was fine. It was fine. No issues with it.
Oh, that's a great thing to have, because back in the day, your phone goes in there, I think even for that short amount of period of time, things would get fried, and that was that trick. You put in the bag of rice and leave it overnight, I think it was, and the rice is supposed to suck all the moisture out of your phone.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, in those cases, I'm okay with the grab, but my girlfriend, she recently, this happened to her, she does radio too, and she had some money in her pocket, and she went to the bathroom, it fell in, and she flushed it down the toilet. Because she was like, I was not going to go in and touch that and recirculate that. It was $15. And she's like, bye-bye. And she literally just flushed it down the toilet.
But there are people that do fish that out and pay for something, and then you get that as your change later on in the afternoon.
This is why I don't like using cash anymore. It's the dirtiest thing ever.
It truly is. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning.
Show number
2163.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to the show. It is finally Friday, November 1st. Rabbit, rabbit, everybody. Happy November. It is the 1st of November. I can't believe it. Here we are. Hopefully you had a good Halloween. It was a good... I love seeing all the pictures that people are posting this morning of their costumes, or kids' costumes, or neighborhood festivities and stuff. And I was telling you guys, like, our neighborhood was so crazy last night. We actually ran out of candy. So we had to, at one point, just turn off all the lights and turn the porch lights off and just not answer the door. We had a couple of stragglers come and ring the doorbell. We're like, don't answer it. We don't have any candy.
This was lights out. Kids still came up?
Yeah, there are a couple of kids still came up because we have the Halloween decorations out. We have like skeletons and skulls and pumpkins and all sorts of stuff in our yard. So I think they thought, oh, it's just one of those scary houses. And I just felt so bad because I didn't want to answer it and be like, sorry, we don't have anything. So we just didn't answer the door. But it's just so funny because if you're a parent and you go through your kids' hall afterwards, I don't know, at least we used to do this, our kids would get, they would get to pick out 15 pieces of candy, and then the rest they would sell back to the tooth fairy. So they would leave that candy out, and then the tooth fairy would come that night and leave money for them for that candy. And so before that all happened, we'd go through the hall. I'd take out what I wanted. Matt would take out what he wanted. And then Brooklyn would go through and she would throw away stuff. She's like, nope, throw away. And there was always two candies that she would automatically throw away. Does anyone else do this? Or do you have kids that just throw out certain candies that they get for trick-or-treating? She would always throw out the Milk Duds, the little yellow boxes of Milk Duds, and she would always throw out the Smarties. Those were the two candies she just absolutely hated. She knew none of us were going to eat it. She felt like the Tooth Fairy wouldn't even want to buy that back.
There's no resale value on those.
Well, she knows the Tooth Fairy. The Milk Duds are really bad for your teeth. So, but it was just so funny. Those were the two targeted candies from my kid that she was like, nope, we're not having anything to do with these.
Looking back as a kid, why would someone hand out black licorice? I was just, as an adult, maybe just, you might want to eat it, but as a kid, I never wanted black licorice. Like, why are you putting it in my bag? Do you hate kids? Why are you doing that?
Maybe people sometimes buy the candy that they like.
Yeah, could
and
be.
They think that everyone else is going to like it, but no, not black licorice. I don't know any kids that like black licorice.
I would want to find the house that gave it to me and throw it at the front door. Take this back!
You can just throw it in the trash and not be so violent.
I don't want this!
Man, now we know how your temperament. Maybe this is why you got no trick-or-treaters last
night. I had not one trick-or-treater in my house last night. I was so upset. I had a big bowl of candy. Oh my gosh, no kids came by. Coming up here on the show, we got a lot going on. 7:30, those tickets for you to go see Duran Duran. That happens when you conquer the Mega Minute. And come up here next, we do have what's trending. What do you got for us?
Mariah has unthawed and she has a message and surprise for her fans. We have details coming up in what's trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot
topic trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Mariah Carey is trending this morning. The Queen of Christmas has unthawed and is back ready to spread the holiday cheer. This was her post last night. Is over. She's back. She's ready to celebrate. She posted on Instagram. She is back. And because you can't spell Merry Christmas without MC, the pop diva has now come out with a new collection of ornaments, snow globes, wrapping paper, stockings, other accessories for the season. It's called Christmas Time by Mariah Carey Holiday Collection, and it's also the name of her Christmas tour, but it's available now on Amazon. A lot of the items are being released in limited quantities, so if you're a fan and you want to get some of this, you definitely want to grab them before they sell out. The collection also includes some t-shirts, slippers, pillowcases, candles, and more. Prices start at $20 on some of these things. She also added some 25 dates to her Celebration of Mimi residency a couple weeks back at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Those shows start in January. But yeah, the day after Halloween, I feel like we go into Mariah Carey season.
Well, good for her on capitalizing and selling those products. They sound really cool. But did you come up with that phrase, you can't spell Merry Christmas without MC? Or it's not Merry Christmas without MC?
Well, I mean, I feel like maybe I had heard that before. I don't want to take credit for it, but I did write that.
Yeah. I have not heard that before. As soon as you said that, I'm like, whoa, that is brilliant.
Well, thank you.
That's good.
I feel like someone has probably said that before, and it just got ingrained in my mind. But yes, you know, just on the whole celebrities and Christmas thing, have you seen the Snoop Dogg collection that just came out?
No,
too.
It's a Christmassy stuff, huh?
Yeah, so he's got his Snoop on a stoop that came out. It's like an elf on a shelf, but it's a mini Snoop Dogg. It's funny. So he's got
Snoop on a stoop. Is great.
They've added to the Snoop on a stoop collection. Uh-huh. You can get like all this merch at Spencer's, and they have like the Snoop on a stoop doll, the holidays and Merry Christmas sweater and mugs and ornaments. And not only that, but now they've added, you know, he's buddies with Martha Stewart, right? Mm-hmm. So there's now a Martha on a mantle that you can get. So he's got his little partner in crime, Martha Stewart, up there hanging with him. You got Elf on a Shelf, Snoop on a Stoop, and Martha on a mantle.
We need a Mercedes on a something. What could you be on? A little Mercedes doll that can show up at the house every day.
Mercedes on a Mercedes.
True,
would be
yeah.
Work, but what rhymes with Mercedes?
Mercedes on, what could she be? What could we put a Mercedes on there, Steph?
I was thinking Mercedes on a moped. I don't know why, because it just is the M's.
So we appeal to the Mercedes-Benz owners.
Mercedes on the Euphrates. And that's what's trending.
All right.
Nick's 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Hopefully your Halloween hangover is going okay right now. Had a good time last night with the trick-or-treaters that came to our house. It was a lot of fun seeing all the costumes and stuff. And we had a little Halloween get-together here at the radio station. I missed it. How was it?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. A lot of people dressed up for the party, and they had provided lunch, and they had Halloween snacks and everything, and a little Halloween costume contest. But I felt really bad because I left after the show to take care of a couple things and then came back for the party. And as I'm walking inside, one of our coworkers is walking up and he's dressed like Waldo. It just nailed it. I'm like, dude, awesome costume. If there's a contest, I'm going to vote for you. You nailed it. And then another one of our coworkers starts walking up. We walk inside and I'm like, hey, how's it going? She's like, good. She looks at our coworker and I and she goes, who do you think I am? And I'm thinking in my mind, oh, I don't know what you're dressed as.
What was she wearing?
She was wearing green pants. She had like a black top on and she had black gloves on as well, or grayish gloves on as well. And she goes, I'll give you a hint. Think late 90s. I'm like, okay. And then she pauses and goes, no, it's actually late 90s, early 2000s. And my first thought was, I go, oh, I know what it is. It's Daria from MTV.
Daria didn't wear a black shirt.
It was just like a drab look about the whole thing. And she's like, no, it's not Daria. And then our coworker goes, are you like a military girl? And she goes, no, I'm not a military girl. And then I'm thinking, oh, is it maybe Lara Croft, Tomb Raider? She goes, no, I'm not Tomb Raider.
So when you say green pants, I was thinking like bright green. Are you talking like army green?
Yes, an army green, yes.
I know exactly who she was.
Army green. And then one of our, then a coworker goes, who's dressed as Waldo, goes, oh, are you G.I. Jane? She goes, no, I'm not G.I. Jane. So we can't come up with what she's dressed as.
Is she wearing a wig?
No, she's got reddish hair.
Oh, yep.
You know what it is?
Yep. Yeah. Army green pants, black shirts, black gloves, red hair.
Yes.
You don't know?
I had no clue.
Did you ever watch the Disney Channel?
No.
Okay. Kim Possible.
Yes! Kim Possible! She goes, I'm Kim Possible. I'm like, nice to meet you, Kim. What are you dressed as?
Who's Kim? Kim Kardashian? No, Kim Possible.
I felt so bad. We had no idea.
You never watched that show? Ron Stoppable? Rufus? Yeah, you never watched it?
No, I didn't see Kim. Yeah.
I don't blame you then. How would you know that? If you didn't watch it, there's no way you would know.
Oh,
that.
Mercedes, I felt so bad.
I think people have to be a little understanding. Do you get offended if people don't know your costume? And were you in that situation where people thought maybe you were one thing and you were something completely different? Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What did something like that happen to you?
Yeah, usually every year, because me and my husband usually match up in older themed costumes. Like this year, we went as Al and Peggy Bundy. So, of course, like teenagers and kids don't get it, but parents always do, and that's fine.
And that's like kind of who your target audience is with a costume like that, right?
Exactly.
You know the kids aren't going to get it, but it's cute.
Right, exactly.
Last night, our friends came over and because they wanted their kids to go trick-or-treating in our neighborhood. And their little girl, they came to the door and I see her outfit and I'm like, oh my gosh. And it was just the cutest thing. Her hair was all like crimped. She was wearing a fluffy purple jacket with like, it was like furry. She was wearing a purple dress with like sparkly fringe on it. Who do you think she was?
Was she JoJo Siwa?
No, definitely not.
Steph.
Repeat it one more time.
Okay, like purple sparkly dress with like fringe, a big fluffy purple jacket that's like furry. Her hair, it's blonde. It's all crimped.
Oh, is it a character from Inside Out?
No.
Is it Taylor Swift?
Yes, it's Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God, that's genius.
And so I was like, you're Taylor Swift. And she was like, yes. And I was like, oh, my God, I love it. So they come back and we're saying goodbye to them. And my friend goes, did everyone realize she was Taylor Swift? And she goes, some lady, I love your 20s outfit. And they were both like, what? 20s outfit.
Like 1920s. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like a flapper girl. The little girl didn't know what that means. Meant, and my friend was like so offended. She's like, she's Taylor Swift.
That's amazing. Those tickets for you to go see Duran Duran next hour at 7:30.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
An analysis of millions of health records in the U.S. shows that the number of people diagnosed with autism has skyrocketed over the last decade. In 2011, the rate of autism diagnosis was 2.3 per 1,000 people. And in 2022, that rate rose 175% to 6.3 per 1,000. Whoa. Yeah, the most likely group to be diagnosed were kids 5 to 8, according to the CDC. But 1 in 36 U.S. children and 1 in 50 adults have autism. Why are the rates going up? Researchers say there's better screening now. There's raised awareness now. There's a broader diagnostic criteria right now. So those are all reasons behind most of the increase. I have a friend, 38 years old, just diagnosed with autism.
Really?
Yeah, she just diagnosed. She felt like her brain was not working like other people's brains, and she didn't know if she was like mildly depressed. She's like, I don't feel sad, but I just think differently. And they gave her tests, and 38 years old, she was diagnosed. It was like, it's fascinating. And like her doctor said, he's like, there's nothing wrong. The people take this like, oh my gosh, this is, it just means your brain fires in a different way.
It's wired different.
It's just different. And it doesn't make you better or worse or anything. It's just the way your mind works. And that made her feel so much better. She finally has an answer to why she thought the way she thought. And she sometimes she's very like closed off to people. Like I've noticed that with her. Sometimes she's affectionate, but then other times she's very much like don't talk to me. And she's like that. She didn't know why she was like that. And that was part of it too. Just like her emotions. And so I was so happy for her that she was so relieved when she finally got the diagnosis.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably answered so many questions for her. Mm-hmm. Did anything change about her, or she just more confidence knowing what was going on in her mind, or how was she different after finding that?
It was more just like answers to things. And he's like, there's no medication that you need. Mm-hmm. You'd go about your daily life, but now you have answers. Now you know. And she just feels like, she feels so much better. Sometimes she doesn't show a lot of emotions, but it was interesting because she did get kind of emotional when we were talking about it. Because she said that she always thought something was wrong with her, mm-hmm. and she didn't know what it was. And after talking to her doctor and him explaining that there's absolutely zero wrong with her, it made her feel like her again.
And oh, yeah, I'm getting teary alive again.
Let's talk to Christy. Hey, Christy, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm just calling because I want to say thank you for addressing this. I've been in education for 30 years, and I think sometimes when we give labels to things like that, people take it as like a death sentence, but it's really just giving it a name. Oh, this is what it is, and here's how I can now work through life.
Yes, it's not like a label where it's like, oh, there's something wrong mm-hmm. with this person. No, this person, their mind works different than your mind works. You know, it absolutely is not a bad thing. And I'm glad as an educator, Christy, you are telling people about this. It's really important.
Yes. Yeah. I think too many times people go in, especially parents that are with little kids, and then they think that their child is now destined to this, you know, life of poverty or, you know, never being successful. And that's really not it. It should be looked at as, okay, now we know what's going on. And, you know, what are the solutions? Like, how do we work with a brain that functions like this?
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's all it is. I mean, like I said, my friend is 38 years old. She's gone through her whole life just feeling like, hey, I don't look at things the same way. I act differently than I see other people acting. And now she knows this is why. That's the answer.
And Christy, what a great line right there. All we do is just figure out how do we work with a brain that works like this.
Exactly.
What a simple way to put everything.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Christy. We appreciate it. Clocks are falling back an hour on Sunday.
Oh, are they? Is this weekend?
Yep. Daylight saving time ends 2 a.m. on Sunday and starts again in March of next year. That means this time you get an extra hour of sleep. Only Hawaii and Arizona don't observe daylight saving time, which tells me Hawaii and Arizona have got it going on. They know what's up. This is, I'm so annoyed by this whole thing. They have had proposed bills that would end the time change every year and make daylight saving time permanent, but nothing has happened as of yet.
I'm cool with I'm good with the hour time change. My body adjusts to that quickly. It's just the fact that it'll be now dark at what, 4:30, 4:45 in the afternoon. That affects me so much.
All it does is signal to me that the seasonal depression is on its way. I'm getting ready to be depressed. So, yeah, this tells me, oh, here it comes.
It shuts you down, right?
Oh, man, it's bad for me. I don't know if anyone else experiences it, but I just get this seasonal depression, and it just makes me lethargic. And I don't want to do anything with people. And I just like alienate myself. And it's bad. I need help for it. I don't know. It's rough.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. You have to deal with all this stuff starting this weekend with a stupid time change.
I know. Can we just not do this? Please.
Why are you doing to this? Whoever made this up? Let's go back to olden times. We didn't do this.
In my life, we've always done this.
I know. Same here. Let's go way back. Oh. At some point, we probably didn't do it, right?
I don't know a life without it.
It's Mix 94.1. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. So does this next sound make you happy or upset? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Has unthawed. She is ready for the holiday season. And I think a lot of people are also, a lot of people, I feel like, look at November 1st as the beginning of the holiday season. I see so many memes where it's like October 31st, Halloween, November 1st, all Christmas. And absolutely, we love and pay respect to Thanksgiving. But I think a lot of people really feel like this is the kickoff. Do you think that November 1st is too early to get ready for the holidays?
It's too soon.
It is way too.
There's a magic, and this is just my opinion. If you want to do your decorations, play your music, have at it. I'm not going to judge you for it. But in my opinion, it is way too soon. There's a magic about the holiday season. And you're starting the magic now. By the time the true holiday season rolls around, the magic's going to be gone. I am more of a let's respect Thanksgiving, like you said, and launch that Christmas holiday. I'm even good right before Thanksgiving. But you have to give a few weeks separation between trick-or-treating and the Christmas celebration time, and the holiday season.
And what do you argue that you should do in that time?
Just prepare. It's kind of like a dry time. It's we're resting and getting ready for Thanksgiving. I don't know if there's Thanksgiving decorations, preparing your Thanksgiving, your menu, who's going to come over to the house for Thanksgiving. It's an idle time. It's like June. It's an idle time before the 4th of July, August, September, idle time before Halloween. This is just idle time. We're getting ready for the holiday season to start.
But if it brings you joy, then why not let it start a little early? And I disagree with you. I don't think the magic runs out at Christmas. I think it just grows and grows, and the anticipation gets just stronger, and it builds. And I'm on the opposite side. I've been listening to Christmas music for 2 weeks now. It just makes me happy. I told you I suffer from seasonal depression. So if I can get a little bit of happiness by listening to a Mariah Carey Christmas song or a Michael Bublé Christmas song and think about, you know, what my tree is going to look like. I mean, I don't put my tree up right away. I know some people even have their trees up now, but I love it. I am all about starting the holidays on November 1st. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Ashley, what do you think?
It is too early to start celebrating Christmas. Absolutely.
Why do you feel that way?
Because we're still eating the Halloween candy, and I enjoy fall. I like my pumpkin spice latte. I like being able to wear a sweater in the morning and then be able to take it off and be comfortable in the afternoon in a t-shirt. I like that, it's not even cold enough to be like Christmas weather, to be even in the vibe of Christmas. It's
Well, I have to argue with the fact that we live in Las Vegas, so it's never really like the vibe of Christmas.
We're not getting the snow and everything, maybe in the Northeast or certain areas of the country. But Ashley, I got your back on this. We just, the Halloween decorations are still up at people's houses. And now we're rolling out the Christmas stuff way too soon.
Well, I mean, no one's telling you to do that. So, like, why do you think you should tell us not to do that?
That's what I said. The first thing I said, if you want to do it, have at it. If you want to listen to your Christmas music and it's going to help you feel better, all the power to you. But in my world, I want to wait. I don't want to be hearing the Christmas music. Christmas music is magical. When you play that Mariah Carey song, I lit up inside. I'm like, here we go. But then I'm like, wait, no, here we don't. Go. We got 2 months.
But that joy you just felt, why not spend the next few weeks feeling that joy? Why do that to yourself? You just said yourself you felt joy, and now you took it away because, oh, I'm 2 weeks out.
Because the joy will be gone by the time December 1st rolls around. Like, oh my gosh,
it's holiday
Mariah
joy.
Carey.
It's Here holiday joy. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Am I the only one? I must be the only one.
I think you are.
Bah humbug, you guys. Scrooges. Jeez. Ridiculous.
Team, wait till Thanksgiving right here. It's Mix 94.1.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I am good. How about yourself?
Good. We're talking about celebrating the holidays, whether it's Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, and starting a little early. Starting November 1st. You go from Halloween and make that transition. Do you think November 1st is too early to start that?
Yeah, I'm with JC on this. When I was a kid, they didn't start the Christmas celebration until the day after Thanksgiving. And it was magical because, like, all the malls the day before Thanksgiving was just business as usual. That Friday after Thanksgiving, the whole malls had been all transitioned over to Christmas, and it was really cool.
I get it. It does. I feel like there is that transition also from November to after Thanksgiving to like Black Friday, and then yeah. Really, I feel like this is just the lead up. It makes me happy. What do you guys? You guys are all saying no. Like I'm like really sad right now. I'm
there's
really
no,
sad.
There's no pro start the celebration now. It's the
there's
the
no team. Pro. It makes me happy. That's not a pro.
No. I mean, calls coming in to back you up. There's like everyone.
Yeah, nobody. Oh yeah, nobody.
Yeah, no one's saying everyone's. You seem to be on this island by yourself. I was surprised how many people are saying, wait until after Thanksgiving.
There's more time for holiday cheer. You can start preparing early. November can use that extra holiday cheer. November can get sad with the exception of Thanksgiving. But everybody is like, no, absolutely not. So, okay. I mean, I guess you guys win on that one.
We can keep the phone lines open. Let's see if anything comes in.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. the wind in my sails is gone. I'm sad now. Gotcha.
Phones are ringing. Let's see what they're saying.
It's November. Be sad, guys. Wait till after Thanksgiving, and then we can be happy. So, okay. Got it. Thanks. Have a good day.
Oh, I feel so bad. Your phone lines.
No, it's fine. I got it. I hear you.
Hold on, let me just hit one line here.
We're
real
not
fast.
Allowed.
One,
to,
two,
to,
three, four, five. Not. Real fast. Max, is it too soon?
I'm here.
Is it too soon to start?
So I think hello. Good morning. I think it's too soon.
Hold on 1 second, Max. I just wanted to get that on there real fast.
Here. Let me turn around and you can push that knife in just a little deeper. Go for it. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Steph is signaling to me to take line number one here. It's Jan. Hey, Jan, what's up?
What's up?
Steph said I need to talk to you because, I am like down in the dumps right now. We were talking about celebrating Christmas early, and every single person is like, it's too early. You can't get happy. You got to wait till Thanksgiving.
You can get happy.
Steph said I definitely should talk to you. What's up?
Listen, Mercedes, I've told you before, you and I are practically the same person, right? Our birthdays are so close to each other.
We are like the same person.
JC and his grinchy ways can go see his way out the door.
What? Jan, you're on. Don't tell me you're setting up your decorations today.
First of all, I just took down all my fall decorations in my office.
Uh-huh.
And by Filipino standards, I'm late.
You're late? What are Filipino standards?
They started in September.
What?
In November. I'm 2 months late.
Do any Filipinos want to adopt me?
Hey, we practically have the same last name, Mercedes. Remember that.
Doesn't the magic run out if you start celebrating in September? By the time the holiday rolls around, aren't you like, all right, let's get this thing over with. Okay, here we go.
JC, the magic is what you make it.
JC doesn't have the magic.
I'm soulless and magicless, Jan.
Jan, thank you. You made me feel better. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Tammy. Tammy, good morning. What do you think?
I'm fully with you, Mercedes. I am a November 1st. My Christmas tree would be up if my husband would let me. I've got four in my house.
Oh my gosh, you have four Christmas trees? How amazing is that?
Yep, one in each room. And then my kids each have ones in their room. So we are full out Christmas November 1st.
That is pure joy. Listen to Tammy. You can just tell she is a joyful person because of that.
Tammy, doesn't it get overwhelming after a couple of weeks here?
No, the magic never goes away. I love sitting on my couch with the fireplace on, the Christmas tree on, maybe a hot chocolate. Just basking in the life of the tree.
It never gets old, ever. I love it, Tammy.
Ever.
Thank you so much. Let's talk to Velma. Velma, good morning. What do you think?
I'm with you, Mercedes. The earlier you get your stuff out, Christmas stuff, the better. I enjoy Christmas, and I'm ready to take it out today.
The more you have it, the more you can enjoy it. It doesn't go to waste,
yes.
You know?
Yes, because you wait after Thanksgiving and you don't have enough time with your decorations anymore.
How long do you keep the decorations up after Christmas? Do you keep them up for 3 months after the fact to enjoy the magic after the fact?
No, I take them off January 6th.
Yeah, I take them off right after January. It's not 3 months, JC. Like, it's literally November.
Hey, it's magic. Let it run longer.
You know, we're lighting it's the Ethelim annual holiday cactus garden lights are being lit tonight. I'll be hosting. So if you're one of those Christmas people and you enjoy the holidays and you want to come out, we're going to be there. And tonight only, admission's free, and we'll be giving out free hot chocolate. So
a very special night
fun.
Tonight.
You're yes.
Have it's a lot of fun every season you get to host that.
I'm excited
for you. That is a really cool event. Go see Mercedes tonight. Hey, it's time for the Mega Minute.
Now, are you ready to win your tickets to see Duran Duran? Well, we have them. That show is on December 30th at the Blue Live Theater at Fountain Blue Las Vegas. The tickets haven't gone on sale yet. They go on sale this morning at 10 a.m., but these are win them before you can buy them. All you have to do is conquer the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds, and it's 10 questions. And if you get all 10 of them correct in that time, these tickets are yours. Who is ready to try to take on the Mega Minute? Caller 20, you're in. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hi, Shannon. How are you this morning?
Hi, I'm great. How are you doing?
Really good. You are in for the Mega Minute. You ready to do this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is going to be great. I have a feeling you're going to get this. 60 seconds. You can answer these questions correctly. We've got these Duran Duran tickets for you. How cool would that be to win those tickets?
So cool. I'm helpful.
We feel the confidence, Shannon. Now, let's say you get one wrong or you want to pass on one. That's fine, because we'll come back to those questions at the end. And Shannon, the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What is Vanilla Ice's biggest hit song?
Ice Ice Baby?
Yes. Arnold Schwarzenegger was once the governor for what state?
California.
Yes. Brandon Flowers is the lead singer of what band?
Pass.
Who was the 16th president of the United States?
Oh my gosh, Ben Franklin? I don't know.
No. Peyton Manning played 14 seasons with which NFL team?
The Broncos?
No. What do you call a group of stars that form a pattern?
A constellation?
Yes. If your birthday is today, what is your astrological sign?
Scorpio?
Yes. Zoe Kravitz just split from her fiance. Which celebrity was she engaged to?
Is she like the Property Brothers? I don't know.
No. What is the name of the largest reef system in the world?
The Great Barrier Reef?
Yes. In what city does Mardi Gras take place?
Oh.
Darn it. Oh, man. Shannon, I felt like you were really strong on a couple of questions that I would have been like, oh. But then you had to skip a couple. Brandon Flowers is the lead singer of the band The Killers. 16th president of the United States is Abraham Lincoln. Peyton Manning, he did play for the Broncos, but he played 14 seasons with the Indianapolis Colts. And Zoe Kravitz, I know you were thinking of Zoe Deschanel.
Oh, yeah, great logic, yeah.
Zoe Kravitz, she just split from her fiancé, which was Channing Tatum.
I know that.
And then, of course, Mardi Gras takes place in New Orleans. We couldn't quite get to that, which means Shannon did not conquer the Mega Minute. Boo-hoo. That means caller 20 right now. You're going to get these tickets. Win them before you can buy them to see Duran Duran at Blue Live Theater at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas on December 30th. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. So new research finds that a way to maximize the health benefits of your daily walk, it couldn't be easier. The experts say that our bodies kind of work like cars. You really have to step on the gas to get your car up to speed, but that burns more fuel. And the same is true of our bodies. We burn more energy, 20 to 60% more, while we're accelerating. But once we reach a steady speed, we burn less fuel, just like our cars. So the research finds that walks that burn the most energy and have the biggest impact on fitness and health aren't the ones where people go as fast as they can for miles. Instead, it's walks where people pause, take a breather, and then start back up again that help you maximize the benefits.
What an interesting hack right there.
Yeah. So you don't have to count steps or sweat your way up steep inclines. The stop-start approach is all it takes to make those walks a little bit better for you.
Huh. So I guess it would be even better if you play, if you're running as well then too. It's not a bad thing to stop at some point.
Let your body come back down.
Yeah.
And start back up again. That's going to burn the most.
Oh, I'm going to try that this weekend. That's great.
Interesting. Also this morning, with the rise in the number of people that are using GLP-1 meds like Ozempic and Wegovy to lose weight, and the corresponding drop in customers out looking for their next snack, Smoothie King, they decided to do something to tap into this trend. The chain has introduced a new GLP-1 menu, and it's designed for people who use the popular medications. They're now offering 5 smoothies that have at least 20 grams of protein in it and no added sugar. So when you're on these medications, I guess it's really important that you consume a lot of protein. They're GLP-1 friendly smoothies. They're meant to help support your energy levels and your muscle mass, but still help satisfy those hunger cravings with like nutrient dense and fiber rich ingredients. And they're available online and at nearly all 1200 US locations.
There's not one thing about that that sounds bad. There's low sugar or no sugar?
Yeah, I'm
low
looking,
sugar?
Low sugar, zero added sugar.
That's fantastic. 20 grams of protein and all the other nutritional value. I'll get myself one of those. That sounds great.
I'm looking at like what they, I mean, I see the pictures of them and they look good. I don't know exactly what's in them, but oh, here we go. Gladiator protein option of chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry with choice of 2 ingredients, almonds, almond butter, wild blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, organic ginger, kale, carrots, or spinach. Yeah, even if
sounds
you're not on them,
right?
the GLP ones, it sounds really good.
And this was Smoothie King?
Smoothie King. Yeah, so there you go. Finally, this morning, this is mostly just about like when you were born probably, but which decade would you say you're the most nostalgic for right now? A new poll looked into it, and there is one decade that has surpassed all the others. Let's talk about like the bottom 5 first. Like now at number 5 is the 1960s. Only 11% of people say that they are nostalgic for the 1960s, but the 1960s, the 2010s could pass the 1960s too, because that was just below them. The 9% said that that is the most nostalgic decade. And again, I think that just probably goes with, you know, age. If you didn't live in that decade, you might not know what to be nostalgic for, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The 1970s were number four. 17% of people say they're nostalgic for that. That era. Disco. Yes. The Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees.
Saturday Night Fever. Number three is the 2000s. 18% say they are nostalgic for the 2000s. Come, my lady. Come, my lady. I get nostalgic for the 2000s. I feel like they were like the best cartoons and kid shows, like on the Disney Channel, Nickelodeon, during the 2000s. I loved like the pop / emo trend music wise in the 2000s.
Oh, emo took off too.
Yeah, that was like a fun time.
Look at all the game shows and reality shows that we still watch today. Like American Idol started in the 2000s. What else started in the 2000s? I mean, Survivor started in late 90s, but carried through to the 2000s. Big Brother was 2000s.
Huge pop culture moments in the 2000s. So that leaves us down to the 80s and the 90s. Ooh. For one and two. So, what do you think is the most nostalgic decade?
I'm going to go with the one that I'm most nostalgic for, and that's the 80s. That's
the power of love. The 80s got 22% of the vote, coming in at number two.
Whoa,
the 90s are the most nostalgic decade for 24% of Americans. It also looked at the top 90s things that we're nostalgic for, and some of those things include 90s music, which you just heard, 90s movies and TV shows, 90s video games, 90s fashion, and a tie between 90s sports and 90s toys.
It's so funny. During the pandemic, I just decided to start watching old school wrestling again. And I started in 1986. And every single weekend, I would play old school wrestling from 1986. And I would just watch it in real time. So now I'm in the 1990s. So it's almost like my nostalgic for the 80s. I went all in the past 4 years, but I'm starting to now transition like real time into the 90s. I'm ready for a change. I'm ready for a new kind of music to start coming through my life.
I was just thinking about some of like the big 90s toys that I used to love, like the Tamagotchis, the Furbies, the Game Boys, the Beanie Babies. We were talking about these the other day, Steph, the Skip-Its. Remember the Skip-Its?
Oh my gosh. I missed the inflatable chairs, the pink ones.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
The clear phone.
They're
that you
all
can
clear.
See
yes. They look like chairs. Jelly.
Yes. Oh, I miss those. Time.
Tickle Me Elmo. Remember that? Pogs. Power Rangers.
What do you think the best movie of the 90s is?
Oh, God.
I say, what's your favorite movie from the 1990s? What's the first movie that pops in your mind?
Clueless. I don't know that's the best one, but that's what I think of when you
movie.
Say 90s movies. I would throw Titanic in there.
Oh, gosh.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump, 1994. That changed my life seeing that movie. You have all the Nicolas Cage movies in the 90s. Con Air.
The Sixth
Face
Sense.
Off.
Remember? Sixth Sense. Oh, my gosh. That was iconic.
Remember The Rock? Welcome to The Rock with Sean Connery.
Oh, I thought you meant The Wrestler. I was like, yeah.
That too started
nostalgic
in the 90s.
For that guy, yeah.
That started in the 90s as well. So many great things from the 90s.
Yeah, really a cool decade. So, yeah, coming up, we have a little recap of yesterday, and we have something that we have to address. We were talking about the Facebook group, Are We Dating the Same Guy? And how a lot of women find out that they're dating like married guys or married or guys in relationships on that. And we got a call after that discussion yesterday from a guy who has appeared in that group. And he says, ladies, beware. We're going to talk about that coming up next. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, Ken, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Hey, we are great. Ken called us yesterday, and we had just wrapped up a discussion about the Facebook group, Are We Dating the Same Guy? They have them for like different cities, and like basically it's a private group. Ladies, they request to be admitted in, and then they can post pictures of guys and say, hey, like, is anyone else dating this guy? And then other women will be like, that's my husband, or I'm married to this guy, or I'm dating him. And we finished the discussion and you called and you had something really interesting to say about it. And we were like, please call back tomorrow because we really want to discuss this. Talk to us about that and that group. You found that you were actually in that Facebook group.
No, I wasn't in it. I was posted in it. Towards the end of my marriage, it was getting pretty rocky. And so the intimacy had died off. And after we had divorced in May of this year, I was talking with some friends over the summer, and they had mentioned how rough it is dating, you know, in the older age, because so many men cheat. And she had brought up this group to check on that. And I was kind of joking about it and said, hey, am I in that, you know, am I posted in that? And she looked, and sure enough, I was.
Oh, my
ex had posted me in that group asking if I had been cheating on her because the intimacy had died off. And she said that's usually a sign of him going somewhere else for it. And nobody commented on it other than her. So, because I don't do that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's it out of the posts that are on there, my friend said a good 3 to 5 of them are legitimate, but there's a lot of false accusations in there as well. So,
do you think that, I mean, so she, do you feel like she was accusing you, or she was like trying to find out to have a reason for why the intimacy died between you guys?
I feel it was a little bit of both. I think she was, we were both struggling with a few things, and she was just looking for anything and everything. But the story got a little bit crazier because she's already remarried and moved on, and I was just like, wow, all right.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any way you can get your post taken down now? Like, can you request
I'm not worried about it because it basically clears me, because nobody in Las Vegas said that they were dating me or anything else with me. So,
and your full name and everything's on the site when they post your pictures, like, hey, this is Ken so-and-so, and he was married. All your information is up on that page?
It's a picture of my profile. So it's got my name and my picture and everything.
Oh, man. And that really sucks. It's good, though, that no one confirmed it. And you were like, you have some redemption there. But has anybody been like falsely accused of something, or been involved in a group like that where you were just like, wait, what did I do? 702-364-9400. Ken, thank you for sharing that story. I thought that was so interesting that happened, and obviously he didn't do anything wrong, but still, to kind of be placed in that group, it's mm-hmm. got to be like, whoa. Ashley says she was accused of something. What was it, Ashley?
Hi there. I'm a hair and makeup artist in the area, and I go to the hotels all the time. So I was actually accused of cheating because I was also working on men's makeup for like videos and, you know, stuff like that.
Oh my gosh. So what, people see you going to hotels and they're like, oh, we know what she's doing. It's like, yeah, I'm doing their makeup. What do you expect?
Yeah, pretty much. I go there, and I mean, sometimes there's guys hanging out, you know. So anytime I would mention that, he'd get super jealous and then like just totally accuse me, act all weird. And it was odd because, you know, I have makeup on my hand when I come home.
Oh, gosh. It's so funny that you mentioned that. You just jogged my memory. I got a message request on one of the social media platforms yesterday, and I immediately showed it to my husband because I was like, I am not going to get accused of anything. I was like, look at what I just got. I took a screenshot of it. I just sent it to you.
Let's see what we got here.
Look at what it said. Read the message that I got.
Is your name Google? Because you have everything I'm looking for.
What a terrible
lie. Oh, my
line.
Gosh.
I, like, looked at that. I showed him. I go, just so you know, I just got this ridiculous message, and I am blocking this person. What a stupid
Is
thing.
Your name Google? Because you have everything I'm looking for.
Does he expect me to be like, yes, it is.
Look at his profile picture, too. He's drinking, was it a bottle of champagne
it's
or a beer
gotta
bottle?
It's got to be a bot or something. Bot. Like,
no,
just
actually,
so
I think it's
ridiculous.
I think it's someone here in town who just thinks you're very special.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm very special.
Oh, wow. We're up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
It is time to spin the Oh Wow Wheel, and one of us will play a song that makes you say Oh Wow here on this Friday. Sunny, how you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
We are great. You are our guest vetoer today, so you are going to determine whether or not the person it lands on gets to play their song. We'll tell you what the song is, we'll tell you the category, and then you make the call. We just gave the wheel a big spin, and it is slowing down, landing on... Oh, it just made a last minute flip. It landed on you, JC.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, so tell Sunny the category and the song you picked.
Okay, let me load up here. Give me 1 second, Sunny. So we just talked about this like 10 minutes ago. Mercedes had a story about the decade we are most nostalgic for is the 90s. So I went very simple, a song from the 90s. And the song I picked is from Smashing Pumpkins. It's called Cherub Rock.
Okay, Sunny, do you want to hear this song or do you want to give it the veto?
I'm going to have to be honest. Never heard the song, so I'm going to have to veto it.
Oh! Oh! The veto comes into play,
the
Sunny.
The pumpkins get smashed.
Hey, no hard feelings because that is what you are here to do. That means
absolutely.
It is moving over to me. Okay, so I think you are going to like this song, JC. There's some nostalgia on it.
Uh-huh.
I was watching a hockey game the other night, and I heard this song playing in the background, and I thought, that's a good category. Songs that you may hear at sporting events.
Ah, Gloria!
So I was like, I haven't heard this song forever. We're going to go with Gloria from Laura Branigan. That is the song for this week's Oh Wow Wheel, and it's Mix 94.1.
That is a great song, Mercedes. So good.
Well, that was my pick for the Oh Wow Wheel. JC got the veto, so I got to play my song, which was a song that you might hear played in a stadium. Steph, you were not in the running this week, but what was your category and what was your song?
My category is, with the month of November, a song or artist with the word no in it.
Oh, clever. I like it.
Thank you. I went with No, No, No by Destiny's Child.
Yeah. I like it. Awesome. 3 good songs today.
Yeah.
Couldn't go wrong either way.
So it has to have no in the title for your stuff?
No in the title or in the artist. Like No Doubt.
Oh.
You know, I'm just giving you some ideas there.
Oh, No Scrubs.
Oh,
no
yeah.
Scrubs.
Uh-huh.
November Rain.
November Rain.
JC's favorite No song.
Okay, there we go. So, we do it every Friday. And right now it is time for Heads Up, and caller 20, you get to play. Call right now. The phone number is 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up, which is a lot of fun to play, but you're also playing for a really cool prize.
We have your tickets right now to see comedian Morgan Jay. He is hilarious. It's the This One's For You tour happening January 25th, Palazzo Theater at the Venetian. Your tickets right now with Heads Up. All you have to do, you don't have to pick your category because it's Friday. We only have one left. Let's see what it is here. It is World Series, but you do have to pick your partner, and you get 6 answers in 60 seconds. These tickets, they're yours. Caller 20, you are playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Tiffany, you're caller 20. Woo-hoo! You're playing Heads Up.
Yeah.
You ready to do this?
I am.
All right, Morgan J tickets up for grabs. Your category is World Series. The World Series ended this week. So these are all things that are associated with the World Series and baseball, okay?
Okay.
Now, who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
I'm going to go with you, Mercedes.
All right.
All right, Tiffany, you got 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct, and you win. And heads up, you start now.
This is the sport they play in the World Series.
Baseball.
Yes, this is the guy behind the plate that calls strikes.
Umpire.
This is where all the pitchers hang out before they're called in.
Dugout.
No, they're on. Yes, this is. I'm going to pass that one. When you hit the ball out of the park and there's men on all the bases, this is called a what?
Oh, God. Pass.
Okay. This is if you were the best on the field, you will win this trophy at the end of it.
MVP?
Yes. This is the team that won the World Series this year.
The Dodgers?
Yes. If it's not a ball, it's a. You get three of these and you're out. Three.
Walk?
No, it's not a walk. The opposite.
A hit?
No. Okay, let's pass.
10 seconds.
This is the New York team that played the Dodgers.
Yankees.
Yes! All right! You got it, Tiffany. Congratulations!
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
You're going to kick yourself when I tell you the one that we were having trouble with. It's a strike. Three strikes and you're out. It doesn't matter. We didn't need it. Congratulations!
Thank you.
Tiffany, all set with those tickets to Morgan J. This one's for you tour on Saturday, January 25th. Congrats!
Thank you. Step
one. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So, just a reminder to everyone, clocks will be falling back an hour on Sunday. Daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m. And it starts again in March of next year. That means you get an extra hour of sleep this go-round. It's going to get darker earlier. Only Hawaii and Arizona don't observe daylight saving time. There have been a bunch of bills proposed that would end the time change every year. It never happens. Would make daylight saving time permanent. But yeah, so don't forget to move those clocks back on Saturday to Sunday.
It used to be later, was it not? Was it like in late November before at some point? Did they move it up? It's always been this early in November?
I'm not sure. I feel like this is kind of the time
of year.
Time but yeah, I definitely know it's before Thanksgiving. So yeah, at least we won't be tired on Monday, right? We'll get that extra rest,
hour and be a little bit lighter out earlier too.
Exactly.
So that's the upside of the whole thing.
Also this morning, are you a patient person? 71% of Americans say that they are, but did the stats really back that up? They did this study. They looked at how long the average person can wait for various things before they start getting annoyed. First off, do you think you're patient or do you get annoyed easily?
I would lean on the more I'm on the more patient side.
Really? Because I thought you got annoyed easily. You always talk about how you hate to wait for things at restaurants. You say that you get annoyed with that, right?
When I would drink wine and stuff at dinner, when I would sit down and place that order for a glass of wine, yeah, I would want that wine fast. Yes.
How fast?
Within less than 5 minutes.
Okay, so they did this survey. First, how long do you want to wait for a server to take your order? What is the average time that you would be willing to wait?
10 minutes.
Okay.
Depends on if it's a quick lunch with a buddy, I want it right away. But if Laura and I are going out to dinner, I want to get situated first. So I would say 10 minutes.
13 minutes was the answer for most Americans. For your food to arrive, you place the order, how long do you wait before you get annoyed?
15 minutes.
15 minutes. So basically, you want to sit down, order, and eat within 25 minutes of getting there. Because you said 10 minutes before, 15 minutes. So you want your food in front of you.
That's pretty fast,
within 25 minutes. Like,
if we order appetizers, I want the appetizers out there.
Well, they say waiting for your food to arrive, that takes 17 minutes is what people are usually willing to wait. What about getting in line at the grocery store? How How long will you wait? How many people will you wait behind before you start getting annoyed?
I'm all in on self-checkout. I go to self-checkout. There's no one ever there. Even a big load, I do self-checkout. If before self-checkout, if there was two people in front of me, I'd be happy with that. More than two, if there's three people in front of me, then I would start to get a little annoyed of having to wait.
Over half of us will switch to a different line. If we see more than three people ahead of us, we'll go somewhere else. And for food delivery, the average wait time people say that they're good with is 29 minutes. So I guess like Domino's was on to something right? with that 30 minutes or less guarantee, because that's where people really started to get annoyed. But they stopped doing that. Did you know that their drivers are speeding and getting in accidents because they were trying to make that 30-minute guarantee, and so they stopped doing that?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that, because was the money coming out of their paycheck? If that was the case,
I'm not sure, but they were, like, hurting people. Like, yeah it was
good.
Really bad.
Where do you fall on all that stuff with your patience and waiting and everything? Where are you on that stuff?
I am pretty patient. How long will I wait for a server to take my order? I don't know, 15 minutes, I'm good. Like, you know, as long as you check in and say hello and acknowledge me, you don't have to take my order right away. Just to say, like, hey, how's it going? I'll be your server. I'll come back in a little bit or something. Food to arrive, I'll wait. I don't care. I'll wait like 40, 45 minutes. It doesn't bother me.
We did when we were in San Diego for that radio convention. You took all of us out, the entire show.
That was like an hour and a half.
For my birthday dinner. And we think they forgot about us.
Yeah, they did. That was annoying. I was really annoyed.
I was starving too.
I know. It was so bad. All right. Finally, this morning, if you're a parent, have you ever gotten a phone call from your teacher? Your kid's teacher, rather, to tell you something that your kid did. Well, parenting is definitely full of surprises. One mom was reminded of that when she got a text from her son's kindergarten teacher. Her name is Crystal Starn. She shared the story on social media about this text she got about her 5-year-old son, Hudson. It said, "Good morning. Let me first say Hudson is not in trouble over this." Oh, man, when it starts out like that, your heart sinks like, oh, gosh, what did he do? She wrote, "He came up to me before recess and pulled this out of his pocket asking what this was. There was a photo of a non-latex condom still sealed in the wrapper that the kid had found. The teacher did not tell him what it was, just that she would take care of it. She'd throw it away and let his mom know that he discovered it." Now, while the story is funny on its own, the question is, where did he get that? Mm-hmm. Because the teacher thought initially he found it at home. It's not the case. His mom had her tubes tied when she was a baby. So she and her husband haven't had anything like that in the home for years. So where did he get it from? She's not really sure, but she did say she had just bought the jeans that he was wearing at Walmart about a week before and only took the tags off from them that morning. So she's wondering if maybe someone put it in the pocket at the store as a prank instead.
Oh my gosh, and a pair of kids' pants?
Yeah.
That's not a fun prank.
No, it's not a funny prank. You know what's not a funny prank that I remember these girls used to do in my school? I thought it was awful. They used to go to the grocery store and, you know, the box hair dye that mm-hmm. you can get? They would open a box, take a color from one box and switch it with a color from another box.
Oh, that's savage.
Isn't that
yes.
awful? Oh my gosh. I always had nightmares. Like, what if I got one of the boxes where they did that, where like I dye my hair, I think it's going to be dark brown, and all of a sudden I have red hair. Like, it's awful.
This kind of now triggers a fear that I have, but almost kind of validates it a little bit. Anytime I stay in a hotel or an Airbnb that you go into the shower, they've got the shampoo and it's in a big container. Have you been in a hotel that has that? It's like a giant container of shampoo. It's not a smaller one. It's like one that's
it's
been
like community
yeah,
shampoo.
Community. It's
no,
like, it's like mounted on the wall, and they obviously refill it so there's fresh shampoo. I've been in a couple hotels that do that. I refuse to use that because my fear is that someone put Nair or something in there that when you put it in your hair, it's gonna make your hair fall out.
They don't have it so you can like open up the dispenser and put stuff.
I
in
feel
there.
Like it
can
is.
You?
I
feel like
tried.
They'd have to lock something
okay.
down like that. I don't know. I've never seen that, but I have that same fear with ketchup in a bottle at restaurants.
Yeah,
I don't like that because I don't know. What if someone used it before and spit in it or something?
True.
I don't know what they did, and they just shook it up, and that's good. I'm like, if it's in a bottle, I'm not using it. I will ask them if they have any packets or if they have some in the back that they can put a little thingy. They're probably going in the back getting the bottle and pouring in a little thing for me, but, you know.
And then what about pancake syrup? Same thing, right?
That is so random. What about horseradish?
Pancakes? I just started thinking about this. I was getting some pancakes some weeks ago with a friend, and they brought the syrup, and he put it down. It's like a community jar. I mean, think about that.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't like that either.
Hakaloogie in that thing.
Yeah, it's like, beware.
Multi-fears have been unlocked during this segment. Coming up here, it's Friday. We got the Friday Rewind. You have a song you want to hear? Send it in now. 702-364-9400. Flowers reworking the David Bowie classic Heroes. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and it's time for the Friday Rewind quiz.
This is when we really take it back. We pick a year in the past, and not only do we try to guess the song, but it's rewound. So we try to guess what it is backwards. What year are we going with?
1996.
Oh, okay. So what do you got?
So let's November 1st, 1996. This song had been on the charts for 13 weeks, and it peaked at number 56. Then this week it was sitting at number 57.
Okay.
Here it is backwards.
Oh, gosh. I know the song. I'm trying to remember the name of the band. The song is ready to go.
Yes.
Is it Republica? Republica? Republic. The Republic of Republica. Republica.
Republica's your final answer?
Yes.
You are correct.
Oh, wow. I just think of cars whenever I hear this song. I feel like they used it in a car commercial at some point.
Was it in the 90s they used
it? Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah, great memory.
But good song, too. I'm excited.
Yeah, Republica, ready to go. Back in 1996, this was sitting at number 57 on the charts. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.